Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 22nd day of the month of Iyar, the 37th day of the Omer. Today's a 592nd day that so many of our dear brothers, sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eliezer Wolf of Beit David Highland Lakes Shul in Miami, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Will be followed by Rabbi Wolf slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Wolf will lead us to the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held hostage, which is the Mishaberach for the Shulim. Finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholem for those who are sick and are in need of a recovery. And Rabbi Wolf will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Wolf.
Rabbi Naftali, thank you so much for this distinct honor. It's a true pleasure to be with you all today to study and teach together. And in today's brief call, we're actually going to strengthen and bring salvation to the entire universe, because we're going to be strengthening the three pillars upon which the world stands, which we are taught is Torah study and tefillah, prayer, and tzedakah and charity. So we're going to be praying together. I want to share some Torah study, which will actually be about the mitzvah of tzedakah, charity. And then everyone, respectively, in their own space, can offer some charity as well today. So if you were in the synagogue this past Shabbat, we were reading the portion of Emor, and there's a very large section there that goes through the entire annual cycle of festivals. Throughout the whole year, they have the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur, then the festival of Sukkot, then we go to the festival of Pesach. These are the main biblical festivals, the Omer period, which we're in right now, then the upcoming festival of Shavuot. And that's it's a beautiful reading, which we actually read in the festivals as well. There is, however, something strange. In the middle of this section, talking about the Omer, this time of year, the Torah puts in a verse which seemingly doesn't belong there. It's not about the festivals. It's a verse about charity, about when you're a farmer, so the Torah says, as you are gathering and harvesting your produce, make sure that you leave the corner section and any loose bundles which you forgot to gather, leave those as well. These are important special gifts to leave for the poor, for the stranger, and that's one of the many mitzvot of charity, especially if you're a farmer, of things you need to do. And so two questions come to mind. One question is, why is this verse here? I mean, there's plenty of other places to put it into the Torah. Why does it fall into the middle of the annual cycle of a discussion about the festivals of the year? Second question, which is less obvious, but maybe even stronger, is that if you were in the synagogue the week before last, reading the portion of Kedoshim, the portion of Kedoshim has a long list of many, many mitzvot, many commands. And one of them is this exact command. Almost word for word, the identical verse is written there in the week before, the same mitzvot of leaving the corner and leaving the forgotten sheaves and bundles, leaving them for the poor and for the stranger. Why, therefore, does the Torah repeat it word for word in the next portion and in the whole discussion about the festivals? One of the best answers, my favorite, that I have heard is as follows. The Torah is teaching us something really, really important about the mitzvah of charity. It's not just a mitzvah to give charity, but there's also a mitzvah to be a charitable person. And the two are very different. There's giving charity and there's living a charitable lifestyle. For example, giving charity means that once a year or several times a year, maybe you receive a phone call of somebody collecting, you take out your checkbook and you write a check or you go online, you give your credit card, you do the mitzvah, you log it into your check login account, and then you turn to the organization and you ask for your tax exemption letter and you've done the mitzvah of charity. Very, very nice. It is a very big mitzvah and you should do that and do it more often. But that's not necessarily living a charitable lifestyle. A charitable lifestyle means that every moment of your day, every experience you're engaged in, how can you be, and you can be, a charitable person. It's embedded into the cycle of your life. Just like in the Torah, most people then were living in an agrarian society. They were farmers. So the Torah is telling us, you're a farmer? Then find a way to give charity through your farming. You're working in your land? Okay, here's what you can do right now. You can leave the corner for the poor. You can leave the forgotten bundles for the poor. It should be part of your daily, weekly, and monthly lifestyle. So, for example, you're in the car. Let someone else go ahead of you. It's okay. You don't have to always be the first to nudge in. You're in the store. Maybe someone needs some help carrying something to their car. You're in the synagogue. Maybe somebody is new. You can welcome them. You can give them a siddur. You can give them a seat. At your work, you're selling something or you're offering something. Maybe there's a way to help those in need. Do something pro bono. There are so many opportunities really in everything that we're doing all the time that you can be a charitable person, not just in, you know, one-time donations, but in things you're doing. How can your presence, your preoccupation, your work, your interests be constantly looking out for and helping others in need? It's a very beautiful, powerful teaching. And I want to share one story about this. There's a story about Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. He was known as the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe. He was the grandson of the first Chabad Rebbe, the famous Bala Tanya, the Bala Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Shnei Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. This Rebbe Menachem Mendel, the grandson, his father passed away when he was a young boy. He was orphaned, and he was basically raised by his grandfather. They had a very close connection with each other. Even when his grandfather passed away, he would receive visions, the communications from his grandfather. His grandfather would come to him in dreams or visions and communicate with him, which I guess by holy tzaddikim, saintly people, is no surprise. They can do these things. But one day, he stopped seeing and hearing from his grandfather. And this went on for a little while. And he became very distressed. What happened? My grandfather was always there for me, instructing me, guiding me, teaching me. And now all of a sudden, it's been a long time. I have not seen him, heard from him. He was very concerned. What is going on? One day, he gets up in the morning. It's time to go to the synagogue to pray. He's maybe running a little late. He gathers his talit, his tefillin bag. He's running to the synagogue. It was a Monday morning, which is a market day in the town that they were. And on his way, somebody stopped him and said, Rebbe, can you give me a little donation? Give me some money. I need some charity. And he tells him, you know, I'd love to help you, but right now I'm very busy. I'm running to the synagogue. I'm late for the prayers. Let me do what I need to do first. Later, I'll come back. I'll meet you and I'll help you. And he runs to the synagogue and he starts to put on his talit and tefillin and get ready to pray. When all of a sudden, this thought comes to his mind and he says, what did I just do? This poor person who's getting ready for the market day and needs some funding to buy, to sell, to literally support his family, to bring some goods home. And I just refused him. I walked away. I said, I'm too busy and I'll help him later. Later might be too late. Maybe he'll miss opportunities here at the market day. And so he stopped what he was doing. He took off his talit and tefillin. He ran back outside the synagogue, missing the minyan. He ran back to find that person, and he went and helped him with some charity. When he came back to the shul and to pray, all of a sudden, he received, once again, a vision, a communication from his grandfather, from Gan Eden, from heaven. And he was so excited, and he was told, his grandfather told him, there's a very famous, beautiful verse in Tehillim, where King David says, Ani betzedek echze fanecha. Through tzedek, tzedek means tzedak, charity and righteousness, I will see your face. Sometimes We think we know how we're going to see God's face, God's countenance, experience connection. And at that moment, he thought, I have to run to the synagogue and pray to God, talk to God, and that's how I'm going to meet God. But says King David, it may be through another way. It may be through looking out for the plight and the welfare of somebody else, ahead of your own personal needs and ambitions. And maybe that's the way that you're going to encounter God's face. And as a reward of that correct decision that he made, he once again started to encounter and witness communication and experience visions of his grandfather. So what a powerful lesson to be taken away from us to really orient our lifestyle to not just give charity, but to live a charitable life. I'm going to now lead the prayers together. You feel free to join me or listen to me. I'll start off with Tehillim chapter 20. Lam natseyach mizmor leDavid. Yancho Adonai biyom tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Ishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha ve'olatcha yedash nesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzatcha yimalei. Niranina bishuvatecha v'shem elehine nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yodati ki yoshi Adonai mishichoi. Yaneo mishmei kodeshoi. Bigvorot yesha yiminoi. Ele varechev ve'ele vasusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai leheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu. Va'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai Oshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Tehillim, Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Yechzar, Binot Deshe Yarbitzeini Amei Menuchot Inahaleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini V'Maglei Tzedek, L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Elech Begei Tzal Mavet, Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha U'mishantecha, Hey, Mayina Hamuni. Tarok Lufanai Shulchan Neged Torerai. Dishanta Vashem and Roshi Kosi Rivaya. Ach Toivache said Yidifuni Kol Yimei Chayai. Veshavti Bevei Sadonai. Leyorech Yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shila Maalot Esaena Yeleharim Meyayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri meyim Adonai, yosei shamayim v'aretz, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha, yom ha-mashem eshlo yakeka, v'yareyach balayla, Adonai yishmorcho mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, meyata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shira Ma'alois Mimamakim Kirasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima V'Koili Tiena Waznecha Kashuvois L'Kol Tachanunai. Im Avonois Tishmarya Adonai Miyamode Kim Chas Licha Laman Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivson Nafshi V'Lidvarei Hecholti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Yachesed, V'harbei Imofedus, V'hu Yifedes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil David B'hiyoisoi V'am Aras Efila, Koyli L'Adonai Yezak, Koyli L'Adonai Yeschanane, Eshboch Lefanav Sichi, Tzarasi Lefanav Agid, ויתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתו יודעת, הנה סביבתי, באורח זו אהלך, תום נופח לי. אבד ימין וראי, ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זועקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, את צמחתי, חלקי בירת החיים. הקשיב עלי נוסי, כי דלוי סמיוד, הצילני מרדפי, כי ימצו ממני. ויציא ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך בי יכתירו צדיקים כי סגמול עלי. אחינו prayer. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Achenu kobes Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvashivya, haoemdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakoim irachem alihem, v'yetziyem mitzara lirvacha, umiafed leira, umishibad legeula, hashto bagalov izman kariv, v'noimar amen. Mishberach prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishberach avasein Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayle tzvagana l'Yisrael, v'anshei kochot ha-bitachon. Ha'imdim ha-mishmar atzein avar yaleinu, migvul al-vanon, v'am mibar mitzrayim v'min yam ha-gadol, al-levay ha-leva, b'chol makom shehen b'yabasha, b'avir v'yam. Yitein ha-dunay zavein ha-kamim aleinu, nigafim lifnihem, ha-kadosh baruch hu yishmur v'yatfil es chayleinu, mikol etzara v'tzuko, mikol nego machala, וישלח ברכה בהצלחו בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר סנינת תחתיהם, ויעטרם וחסר ישוע, ובעטרת ניצחון. ביקויים מהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אליכם, ההולך עמכם, ללחם לכם לביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לשבויים, a prayer for those being held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו ואת כל אחינו הנשונים בצרו ושביו בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מספלל בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם מחושך ותמובס ומוססיהם ינתק וממתקסיהם יושיעם וישיבם מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם. רד לנו נחסדו ונפלא יסוב לפני אדם, והוקים במקרא שכסוב, ופדויי אדוני ישבון, ובואו ציין ברינה, ושמחה סלם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה יסיגו, ונוס יגוין ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. משברך לחולים, prayer for those that need the blessings of healing. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה הוא יברך את החולים. I'm pausing for you now to insert any names that you want to pray for. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפאם ולחזקם ולחיוסם, וישלח להם מהירה, רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם וכל גידיהם, בסוף שעה חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתו בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן.
This call is being recorded.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Wolf. I look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.